Contribution margin analysis. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines contribution margin as an amount equal to the difference between sales revenue and variable costs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a related term, contribution, as the difference between sales price and variable costs. Contribution is used to cover fixed costs and profits. A contribution margin analysis generates a contribution income statement, which starts with revenue and then separates out all variable costs first so that the contribution to the bottom line can be determined. This analysis can be done for each product, customer, warehouse, or other type of analysis. The first thing deducted from revenue is the variable cost of goods sold, which is defined for this analysis as direct materials, direct labor, supplies, indirect materials, materials used generally in manufacturing that are not normally charged to any one finished production. Examples include cutting and lubricating oils, machine repair parts, glue or tape. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Revenue minus variable cost of goods sold equals the variable gross profit. Contribution margin analysis treats all remaining overhead as an indirect cost and deducts it later. The next thing deducted is the variable direct cost. Variable direct cost includes discounts and promotions, sales bonuses and commissions, variable customer management costs, other volume-based selling and administrative expenses. Variable gross profit minus variable direct cost equals the contribution margin. This is the profit after all variable costs, but none of the fixed costs are deducted. Contribution margin can be expressed as a ratio by dividing the contribution margin by the revenue. Exhibit 1-23 shows this and another ratio on the bottom two lines. Exhibit 1-23 shows a contribution income statement for a warehouse that has two product lines. Product line A has a high contribution margin, while product line B has a low contribution margin. Exhibit 1-23, contribution margin analysis for a warehouse with two product lines. In this scenario, management is considering eliminating product line B because it represents an opportunity cost. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an opportunity cost in part as the return on capital that could have resulted had the capital been used for some purpose other than its present use. Here, the capacity and capital devoted to line B might be better employed. Other logistics examples of opportunity costs include the cost of lost sales or an investment in a particular type of inventory. Moving forward from the contribution margin, once all of the variable costs are deducted, fixed direct costs are deducted. These are any fixed costs that are directly related to the element being analyzed. In this case, the element is a product line, but it could also be a customer, a particular warehouse, a shipping carrier, etc. Logistics expenses could be any salaries, expenses, transportation, order processing, and warehousing that would be eliminated or added if an expansion is being considered. The ratio for this line is calculated as the last line of the exhibit, net segment contribution divided by revenue. The remaining costs are indirect fixed costs. By definition, these cannot be directly attributable to the elements being analyzed, so they are deducted only from the total. Logistics costs in this area include shared warehouses, transportation equipment, and staff that would be reassigned rather than laid off. In this analysis, eliminating product line B would improve the contribution margin and its associated ratio, as well as the net segment contribution. However, net profit would be significantly reduced, and there would be excess capacity at the associated warehouses and other facilities. Therefore, the product line should not be eliminated until a new line can be brought in to replace it. A contribution analysis of customers can show which are more profitable than others, and can further break this down into whether the variable or fixed cost components are more in play. In some cases, rather than removing unprofitable customers, it may be possible to get those customers to take on some of the logistics costs that are making them less profitable for you. If they can perform these logistics services at a lower cost than you can, both parties will see an increase in profitability.